for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop, and yours truly, Glenn Coble, and we will do Swap Shop for the next 45 minutes, and you can call to Swap Shop. Here's the phone number. You ready? The phone number is 740-383-9944. Love to have you call in and sell some of your tchotchkes, or call us and talk about a garage sale you might be having on. The only thing we don't really like to have people call about is things that require registrations, like guns or cars or houses or that type of thing. If you have to register it, we're not going to put it on the air, okay? So call us at 740-383-9944 if you have some tchotchkes that you want to sell. Hey, earlier I mentioned, because it popped into my phone, about Steve Bannon being arrested, and I got an update on that. He was arrested and charged with fraud for crowdfunding campaign for the border wall. So apparently Mexico is not paying for the border wall, nor is anybody else, because Bannon's taking the money, it sounds like. He was arrested along with three others. They were allegedly defrauded. They defrauded donors out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it was the crowdfunding campaign was called We Build the Wall. And it had raked in $25 million. Not a bad haul. Thought you might be interested in that. And other news, yesterday, Kamala Harris accepted the nomination for vice president. And former President Obama did a speech right before her speech that was really quite exciting. Or at least very well done. another item that just popped up on my phone is that a judge has thrown out Trump's effort to block a subpoena that was for his tax returns. So the judge says you're going to have to turn over your tax returns. Now, I'm sure that's a long way from the end of anything. The ruling was brought down by District Judge Victor Marrero. He was heavily influenced by the recent Supreme Court landmark decision last month to reject Trump's claim that presidents enjoy absolute immunity from criminal probes. Anyway, those are the hot things that are going on in the news, and I found a new website where I can give you the top three or four items. From now on my shows, I will make sure not only do you get the local news, because we have that, but I will try and let you know, good or bad, what the national news is, all right? This is Swap Shop. We'd love to have you call in and tell us about items that you want to sell information about bazaars, or information about garage sales, or anything like that. As long as it's not for profit, we don't want you doing a bazaar from a church well, or a bazaar from your house. Well, I guess that's all right. If you want to call in and say you're having a bazaar in your house, I guess it's okay. Because that's kind of what a garage sale is anyway, right? Yeah. You know, I remember I loved bazaars at my dad's church. We always had bazaars right around Christmas, and that really got you in the spirit of things. And I still have on my Christmas tree every year a few ornaments from when I was, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Some of them made out of styrofoam, you know, cut in the shape of Santa Claus's face and decorated, and they were really well decorated, but now a lot of the pieces have fallen off. But we still hang them on our tree. I have an old sock, the sock that we use for Papa. That's my name from my grandchildren. My sock that I hang over the fireplace is a knit sock. It was knit by Mrs. Frace, I think her name was, who was my dad's secretary back when I was 5 years old, I think. And she knit it for me, and I loved it because it was a knit sock, so they could put stuff in it, and it would just stretch and stretch and stretch. I got all sorts of good stuff because my sock kept getting bigger and bigger, so I still use it. Now, I did have a puppy dog decide that it wanted to eat the candy out of the toe of the sock and chewed the heck out of the toe of that sock. And I'm not sure whether it was candy or whether it was the orange that was in the bottom or the apple or whatever. The doggy didn't get sick from it, so I guess it was okay. But it did destroy the tip of the toe of my sock. But we still, my wife sewed it up, and we still use it for my sock. It's, you know, one of those memory things that you have to have. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. Call us at 740-383-9944 if you have something that you want to sell or a garage sale you want to advertise. And I've got my pen and pencil ready to go, and we'll be glad to put it down. Hey, we're going to do some more trivia. Trivia is one of those things this station excels at. We are the talking station, you know. And so we will be do a lot of talking. That means we will have lots of trivia things on. And I get a lot of comments from people, not a lot, but I get some comments from people that they like to listen to it. It brings back their memories, right? And some of us who are tipping the age category into the 70s and even a little higher can use all the help we can get in our memory banks, right? Now, I never watched this movie. And as a matter of fact, you can call in and give the answer to these trivia questions, but don't do it if I give the answer right away. Some of them I will tell you. I'll give you a couple of minutes to call in, okay? But if you call in because you hear it, and I give you the answer pretty soon after you hear it, because of the 30-second delay, you're going to want to answer the question, and I will have already given it. Okay? So keep that in mind. I will tell you which one of these questions I'll leave a little extra time for. And you don't have to call in then either. Just see if you can beat your wife or your husband on, and I'm saying defeat your wife or your husband getting the answer to these things. All right? Don't beat them. No, that's bad. Anyway, the trivia question, the first one, and this one I'm going to give you the answer right away. Some of you will remember this. What major movie actor's first role was in A Nightmare on Elm Street? And I didn't know this, but he's awfully famous, so I thought maybe we would just give this one to you as a first one out of the box, okay? Johnny Depp. I'm going to have to go back and look at some of the clips from Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, I will not watch Nightmare on Elm Street. I do not watch scary films. The ones I have watched have left indelible marks on my brain from... what was the name of it? Psycho to House of what was it called with Vincent Price. Oh well, it doesn't make any difference. I don't watch scary films. Just me. My wife won't watch scary films either. She likes to watch happy films. She thinks that's the only way she can get to sleep is by occasionally she will put on some television show that makes her laugh. And I don't mean comedy shows. I mean some of the silly... I'm trying to think of the one she likes the most. I can't think of it. Anyway, she likes to be lighthearted when she goes to bed. I'm the same way. If she has something on that I don't want to watch or listen to, I turn away. What was Toyota's first popular hybrid car called? Well, this is just too easy. The Prius, of course. Now, I'm trying to... was it the Solera or something like that was the first Honda one that I recall. And that comes from way back. I used to love it because it was very streamlined looking. I think it was the Solera, so Solarium or something like that. It was that could be one of your trivia questions you can respond to. All right. This is a good question. I don't think any of you will get this, so I'm going to make this one of the... I'll give you 3 minutes to respond to this. What did the first vending machine dispense? What did the first vending machine dispense? Now, I'm not sure you can even find this on Google. This is far out, as they would say. All right, I'll give you 3 minutes to answer that. What did the first vending machine dispense? You're listening to Swap Shop. We're not swapping much right now, but we're talking. All right, we're doing some trivia. And we will continue doing some trivia for another, 33 minutes, all right? You're listening. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm your host for the next 33 minutes. And we'll just try to have some fun, all right? What did the first vending machine dispense? Give me the answer to that one. That one I will give you a couple of minutes to get an answer and call in. 740-383-9944. That's our number. Who created the animated series Futurama? Now, I don't know this guy's name, so obviously I wouldn't have known the answer to this. It was Matt Groening. Matt Groening. All right, we've got an answer here, I think. Hang on. You're on the air. What's your answer?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes. No. Almost the antithesis of that. But let me see if I got any other callers that want to try, and I'll tell you here in about a minute what it was, all right?
All right.
Good point. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. That was our first call on our first trivia question. And the question is, what did the first vending machine dispense? I don't think anybody will guess this. Now, what the lady answered was cigarettes. That would be the logical answer, wouldn't it? Cigarettes or maybe chewing gum. Those would have been the first two things I would have thought of. All right? I'm going to give you the answer here in 30 seconds. I'll give you one more caller a chance to call in if they want to, and then I'll give you the answer. All right. What is the most populous city in Canada? You know? I'm giving you a little second here to think about it. So you can, if you know the answer to it and you beat your spouse to the answer, then you get the attaboy. And if she beats you, or if it's he beats you, that person gets the attaboy. That's about all we have to give away right now during this virus thing. All right. The answer, by the way, to that was, let's see, the most populous city in Canada, Toronto. Toronto is the most populous city in Canada. Hey, now I'll give you the answer. The lady called in, had a great answer. Cigarettes. That's got to be in the top first five vending machines. But the very first vending machine. Now, this is almost impossible to believe. I don't know how I can prove this one way or the other. I'm going to, but it's in an official document that says trivia. The very first vending machine, let me get back, I lost it here. The very first vending machine dispensed holy water. Holy water. When would that have happened and where? Maybe the Vatican, I don't know. And how do you know it's real holy water, you know? And is it for drinking or is it only for dumping on your head? Or that's what this book says. The very first dispensing machine dispensed holy water. Well, when I get home, I'm going to do some research on that. It just doesn't seem right. And ma'am, the lady that called in on cigarettes, I'm giving you an attaboy anyway, because I think you had to be awfully close to being correct. Cigarettes. All right, let's move on. Not sure that we all believe that one, right? Taylor Swift. Now, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, but she has to be a very bright lady. People think she's a very handsome woman. I'm not of that category, but a lot of people do. Taylor Swift grew up on what type of farm? I'm going to give you 3 minutes on this one because it's kind of a neat answer. Taylor Swift grew up on what type of farm? I will tell you, it was not a pig farm. Have you ever gone by the pig farms when they're, oh my, they can make an odor. Whew. And if it's really hot and you drive by a farm that has pigs, you'll know. Worse than skunk smell. All right. All right, Taylor Swift grew up on what type of farm? I'll give you a couple minutes to answer that. We missed on the first one, but I gave the lady an attaboy because I believe she's probably second place. I'm cigarettes had to be right up top there. All right, Taylor Swift grew up on what type of farm? Which Doors song, you know, like the Doors, the singing group, which door, Jim Morrison, you remember him, he eventually died here. Which Doors song is about Jim Morrison's relationship with Pamela Corson? Interesting. I didn't know he had a relationship with Pamela Corson. I don't know who Pamela Corson is. I'm one of those people, I don't have one of those garbage can minds that remembers all this stuff. I wish I did. I would like to be the type of person that when he sees a trivia question, oh, I know the answer to that because I have one of those type of minds that collects that stuff. I also don't remember people's names. I'm sorry if I walk by you and don't say hi. I'm just not good at it, and never have been. It has nothing to do with my age. All right. The Doors song about Jim Morrison's relationship with Pamela Corson, Queen of the Highway. I have several favorite songs by The Doors, but I think my favorite song of The Doors is The End, and it's a very macabre, evil song. He asks, he tells his mother that he wants to kill her while during the song. That's kind of evil, right? Oh, well. Queen of the Highway was the song that was about Jim Morrison's relationship with Pamela Corson. I'm going to have to look Pamela up when I'm off the air. I don't remember her at all. Which president of South Africa ordered Nelson Mandela's release from prison? And I do remember this gentleman. Remember, Mandela was in prison for years and years because of his stance on apartheid. And apparently he was right. The president was de Klerk. That was his name, de Klerk. President de Klerk, D-E, capital K-L-E-R-K. And he was the one that ordered Nelson Mandela's release from prison. And I don't have the year. It was several years ago. But Thank goodness some intelligence prevailed, right? Sometimes we have a bad habit of throwing ignorance out there in the guise of intelligence, ignorance about racism and that sort of thing. Anyway, that's going back to my other show, A Progressive Life. We'll cease and desist on that. If you have anything that you're interested in selling, some tchotchke, maybe you have a bread maker. How many bread makers do you think were sold? And how many can you buy in stores like Salvation Army or Goodwill? There are bread makers everywhere. Matter of fact, I think people have given up trying to get rid of their bread makers. We have one in our basement that we bought fully intending to use it. I think we used it once, and it's still in our basement. Kind of like a lot of our exercise equipment. Well, I used to own a sporting goods store that bought used equipment. There were ab machines and treadmills and walking machines, those things that you ride like a horse, like a bucking bronco. I must have taken in way too many. Matter of fact, I still have one of each in my basement. And the only thing I do use, and I use it when the winter comes, I use it just about every day, is my treadmill. And I saved the only treadmill I had left in my store that was really a good one, and it was about a $1,500 treadmill, and it's lasted a long time and done me very good. Even though my basement got water in it, it dried out and was fine. I didn't get right on it while I had water on it, and I don't think you'd want to do that. It's like stepping into a bathtub with your hair dryer, right? I did not do that. All right, wait a minute. I got to go back and find that other question that I asked. Taylor Swift. What type of farm did she grow up on? A Christmas tree farm. Isn't that sweet? A Christmas tree farm. Have you ever been out and cut down your own Christmas tree at a Christmas tree farm? It sounds a lot better than it really is. Oh, you got to get down in the snow, and then you got to make sure you have a saw with you, and you always nick yourself with the saw, and you never cut the thing right, and when you get it, it's impossible to get in the car, and when you finally do get it in the car and drive it home, it's impossible to take out because the branches go opposed to the way you put it in, right? And then when you take it in the house finally with branches all over the place and needles laying all up and down the driveway and into your house, it's too tall. Or way too short. I've done that too. Or it looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. Ah, me. But isn't it fun? Now, as you know, I am agnostic and not a big religious nut. Obviously, as by definition, I guess. But I do love Christmas. I just love the smile. We go usually out to my daughter's house in North Carolina, and I just love watching the faces. I have four grandkids from her, and so therefore we watch. I just love watching the faces of the kids as they open this stuff. Now, they have way too much junk. Those kids have way too many toys, and you know, they'll use it once, break it, and it's never used again. Or they'll use it once and forget about it, and it's never used again. But, yeah, that's Christmas, right? It's not a bad thing. It's not going to hurt anybody if a toy that cost $185 only gets used once, right? Okay, let's get back to the trivia questions. And you are listening to Swap Shop. If you happen to have anything that you want to swap or sell or any announcement you'd like to make, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Here, I'll give that to you again. You may not have had your pen ready, so go get your pen. Okay, you got it? Oh, you forgot the piece of paper. I just put it on that envelope that's over there on the kitchen table. All right, you ready? 740-383-9944. All right. Okay, where are we? Which 2008 comedy had the tagline, "Put this in your pipe and smoke it"? I never watched this show either. I am really bad about doing trivia because I pretty much don't watch very much TV. The TV I watch are documentaries, news, and that's about it. I used to watch, I'll watch political shows like, and I mean political adventure shows like, oh shoot, I can't remember, Newsroom or West Wing or, you know, shows like that. But that's about all I watch. I'm not a big fan of watching. Oh, I did. I am an avid Big Bang Theory person. I can watch that. One of the few shows I can watch 3, 4, 5, 6 times and still get a laugh out of it. Now, I've ceased watching it pretty much now because I truly have seen just about every show at least 6 times. At least. My wife and I are watching Doc Martin now, which is a British show. It's has Martin Clunes is a very famous English actor who is the lead on this, and he's Dr. Martin, who is a kind of a curmudgeon of a guy. My wife and I watched that, and we're up to watching the 7th season for the 3rd time. But we're okay with that. I don't think I want to watch it, the all 9 seasons. I don't think I want to watch them for a 4th time. But we're having a good time watching it. Gives us something to do at dinner time. You know, that's why my wife and I both have gained a little too much weight, because we watch television while we eat. And that is a no-no. That's an absolute no-no. Okay. 2008 comedy. I gave you a little time to answer this, and I didn't think we'd get an answer on this because I've never heard of this, but "Put this in your pipe and smoke it." That was the tagline from Pineapple Express. Now, I like the idea of the name Pineapple Express. I love pineapple. Usually I buy a whole pineapple, end up eating it all myself, mainly because my wife isn't a big fan. I'm done with pineapple for about a month after I've eaten a whole pineapple. But I certainly love, especially if you can go to Florida and buy one live, you know, get one right out of the garden. Those are fantastic. All right. Islamabad is the capital of which country? Islamabad. It's the capital of Pakistan. Do you know anybody from Pakistan? I know a few people from Pakistan, and not very many. But the one that I really talked anything to do with kind of indicates that it's a rough country to live in. You know, there's a lot of corruption there. It's not a particularly wonderful climate. And there's a lot of anger and angst that's going on, at least from this one person's opinion. That's why he moved to the United States, as a matter of fact. That and he wanted to get educated. All right. Okay, this one I'll give you 3 minutes on. John Chapman. He was famous for planting what? John Chapman was famous for planting, as in a plant, a growing plant. He was famous for planting what? I'll give you 3 minutes to answer that. You're listening to Swap Shop and also Trivia, and you can answer either way. You can tell us what you want to sell, or you can call us and tell us the answer to that question. John Chapman was famous for planting what? And in this area, I believe he was, partially. Let's see. All right. I'm not going to ask this question because people might think I'm talking dirty. What gas makes soda bubbly? You know what gas makes soda bubbly? You know, you can buy those machines now that will put this gas into water. Okay, we've got a call. Let's see what the phone call is. Hi, you're on the air. What you got to say?
I thought maybe that would be Johnny Appleseed.
You got it, Johnny Appleseed. I was going to say what trees did he plant, but then I thought, no, that'll give it away. You got it, though. You got an attaboy.
Yeah, I thought that would be it, because wasn't it over around, wasn't he through Morrill County or somewhere?
Yeah, I believe he was. Yeah, I believe so. And also all over the Midwest, you know, down into Kentucky and Indiana and all around. There are trees all over the place that Johnny Appleseed was involved with. Yeah, and I think I did hear Morrill County. So.
Yeah, I think it was over around there. I know around Fulton and over in that area, I know he came through. So.
Well, thanks to Johnny Appleseed for planting apples. Do you like apples?
Yes, sir.
Do you like them?
Yes, sir.
I'm not a huge apple fan, but I'll eat one a month.
Yeah, I like them peeled down most of the left and have them in a bowl sitting here watching the
cows. Oh, yeah, that's the best way to eat them. Absolutely.
All right, have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, another attaboy given away to that gentleman who named John Chapman. Was Johnny Appleseed, and he really is famous in this area all around. I don't think he went much east of Ohio. Maybe he did, but definitely Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, maybe up into Michigan. He was quite the. Now the question is, what would motivate you to plant apple trees all over the place? Maybe you just liked apples. I'm going to look that one up when I get home. I do a lot of looking up when I get home. I read a lot of these trivia questions, and then I go, that one doesn't sound right, and I'll look it up, and I'm usually wrong. It's the book is right, and I'm wrong. Now, I'm going to look this one up to see why, if anybody knows why Johnny Appleseed decided to plant apple trees. All right, the gas, by the way, that makes soda bubbly, carbon dioxide. Pretty standard answer. I think probably all of you knew that. So I'm going to give a group attaboy for all of you people that knew the answer to that. There you go. Give yourself a high five. Which country has a red flag with a star in the middle? There's a country that has a red flag with a star in the middle. I think you can look this one up, so I'm going to give you 3 minutes to answer that, all right? It's got to be pretty obvious. It's a red flag with a star in the middle. It's going to jump off the page when you find it, right? All right, we'll go back to that. Let's see if you can find the answer to that. Who preceded, and I know the answer to this because I remember this time, and a lot of you out there are too young to know this. Who preceded Fidel Castro as the political leader of Cuba? And I wonder, is Fidel still alive? I know he's turned the leadership of the country over to his brother, but is he still alive? I haven't heard. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cause your demise too early, Fidel, if I'm calling you passed away. But the preceding political leader was Batista. I remember Batista. A lot of people did not like Mr. Batista. But a lot of people did like him. He was kind of corrupt, and there were a lot of people that were made very rich by Mr. Batista, if I recall the stories correctly. Now, I was probably, I don't know, 10 years old when that happened, something like that. It was a long time ago. How many sides does the home plate of a baseball game have? The home plate. It's not 112, I'll tell you that for sure. And it's not 60 feet 3 inches. That's the distance from home plate to pitcher's mound. How many sides does home plate have? You ready? I'm going to give you the answer. 5. Yeah, it's shaped like an upside-down house. And so it has, like, the roof points towards the umpire. and the rest of, and then there's a square end of it, and so it looks like an upside down house, and it's got five sides. I watch a lot of baseball because I'm a big Cub fan. Been a Cub fan all my life. My mother was a Cub fan most of her life. And my wife questioned me the other day of how long I've been a Cub fan. She didn't think I was a Cub fan when I was real young. And I guess I probably wasn't a huge Cub fan. I was a Dodger fan early when it was Brooklyn Dodgers. Because mainly because I hated the Yankees. I have great friends that love the Yankees. And I'm sorry I hated them. This will kill you. You know, when you're a kid, the baseball cards were fun to put in the spokes. You took a clothespin and you stuck it so that the baseball card would flap up and down as the spokes went through it. It made you think you were driving a motorcycle. It gave you a little sound, sound. And I did that to several Mickey Mantle cards. The one Mickey Mantle card I did eventually save, I gave to one of my sons. I'm not sure which one. But I had cut the corner off of it, so it really wasn't worth very much. But he's got it. And it was from 1954, I think. So not his rookie year. Anyway, okay, where are we? The country that has a red flag with a star in the middle. That's what we were waiting for. And obviously, you're not as smart as I keep telling all my friends, my audience. Oh, wait a minute. I got a call. Let's check. You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Morocco.
Morocco. I was about to give the answer, and you called
it. I know. I had to call real quick to try to beat you. All right, thank you.
Very good. Attaboy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Morocco, he got it. boy, that was about as close as I want to cut it. I was about to give you the name of it, and he got the answer in. Morocco is the name of the country that has a red flag and a star in the middle of it. I'm going to have to go home and look up what color the star is. I'm guessing it's white, but I don't know that. This is cool. What color dresses do Chinese women traditionally wear on their wedding? What color dresses do Chinese women traditionally wear on their wedding? I'll give you 3 minutes to answer that one. That's got to be on Google, or maybe you know. My father brought back some traditional Chinese dolls. He was in, when he was young, he was sent by the Methodist Church to Japan, Korea, and I think Hong Kong, and did some, not missionary work, but did some work for the church over there. And I have a doll. It might be even worth something. I don't know. A doll of a male and a doll of a female Chinese person. And it's they're wedding dolls. So I'm going to go home and look to see if it's the color that this says Chinese women traditionally wear. Now, the question is, are they really Chinese dolls, or are they Korean dolls, or are they Japanese dolls? Or they would only be Chinese dolls if they came from Hong Kong, right? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to look when I get home and see what color her dress is, and then I'll know for sure, right? Tom Cruise considered pursuing a career in what sport before being injured? My, this is kind of weird, and I can't understand why he would. I don't think he's real tall. But Tom Cruise considered going into wrestling. I guess professional wrestling. How can you make any money in amateur wrestling, right? But he was considered perusing a career. Now, it is acting. You got to admit that. I had several of my students who worked for me when I was at OU go out and work with the WWF when it was the World Wrestling Federation. And let's see, I had four of my male students went out there. One of them was, two of them worked with Hulk Hogan and were his, what would you call him, a personal aide. They would provide him with, you know, whatever he needed when he went on his trips. One of my guys told me basically what he provided him was with beer. So anyway, kind of interesting that Tom Cruise thought about becoming a wrestler. Well, we're running out of time, and I'm going to go back and get, well, I'll give you another minute on that question. What color do Chinese women traditionally wear on their wedding day? I'll give you one more minute, and we'll see if you're as smart as you look. All right. What country is bordered by Germany, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Ukraine? Now, my wife ought to know this because her grandmother is from Czechoslovakia, her grandmother and grandfather, as a matter of fact. They spoke Czech in the house, and the name was Makovsky. And they did. They were Czechoslovakian, and they even got a Czechoslovakian newspaper, which was kind of fun to look at because the words, there was no way in the world you could figure out what any of the words said if you only spoke English, right? All right. The country that borders by Germany, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Ukraine, Poland. Poland is the country that borders those. Now, Czechoslovakia is not a country anymore. And if you ever look up, they were my wife's grandmother was actually Bohemian, which I just thought meant you were a hippie. But no, that was a country. And she could speak, well, quite often did speak Czechoslovakian to her husband and to members of the family when we had our Christmas stuff at her house. All right. Now, I've been waiting for you to call. Let's see, how many minutes do I have? I have 2 minutes. I'll give you another 30 seconds on what color do Chinese women wear on their wedding day. All right. The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which famous museum? And the answer to that? The Louvre. I've been to the Louvre. I was there way before they came up with that pyramid that's out front of it. But I've been to the Louvre, and I've seen the Mona Lisa. Wasn't impressed. I'm sorry. I wasn't impressed. But that's where the murder takes place, in the De Louvre. I love the French language. I always thought that I could really pick up girls if I could speak French. That was before I got married, right? All right. Which insect can indicate the air temperature? Now, you all know this, right? If you ever watch Big Bang Theory, you know exactly how often this animal makes noise. The insect that indicates the air temperature with its little chirping is a cricket. Yeah, I love that episode of Big Bang Theory where the little cricket, they keep trying to, one guy wants to prove it's one type of cricket and the other guy tries to prove it's another type. It's just funny. I won't try to explain it to you. Well, I hope you had a good day. We didn't get any calls on Swap Shop, but that's all right. We understand it's middle of COVID virus, and we don't really want to get anybody sick because we need you back here day in and day out to listen to WWGH 107.1. But you have been listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, your host, and we'll be back on next week, and hopefully you'll have some things to sell. But it doesn't bother me if we just do trivia. Trivia's fun. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and